For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with a kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. The Village Green has been a local staple of health and wellness in the Bethesda, Washington, D.C. area for over 40 years. They do a great job of delivering all sorts of variety of supplements, cosmetic products, anything natural health that you could be interested in, as well as traditional pharmacy and compounding pharmacy. They're located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And very grateful for them sponsoring the show over the last 7 or 8 years. It's been an opportunity for me to share lots of great information with you, the listeners, and for me to learn more from all of the special guests that we have from all over the country and all aspects of our industry. And today is no exception. I've got a great special guest, one that I have on very often and always enjoy a great conversation with. Today we're talking with Dr. Erin Stokes. She's the medical director at Megafood and a registered naturopathic doctor in the state of Colorado. In her role as medical director, Erin educates on health and wellness topics via webinars, radio shows like ours, articles, blogs. She's a featured presenter at various conferences, most recently presenting at the Women's Leading Regenerative Summit. Dr. Stokes received her naturopathic degree from Bastyr University in 2001. Shortly after, she began to pursue her passion for educating others by teaching pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. Dr. Stokes combines her experience as a naturopathic doctor with an extensive background in the natural products industry, including several years working in an integrative pharmacy environment. A personal mission to empower people with the inspiration and tools to change their lives. Dr. Stokes lives with her family in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. So, Dr. Stokes, thank you for taking the time this morning to chat with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Passera. I'm so happy to be here.
So let's see, we've got some topics to discuss today. I think we're talking about sort of the role of supplementation, how it fills in the gaps, even with a healthy diet. There are some interesting things to consider when you walk into, you get inundated with things in the natural product industry, or at least I do. And it's an interesting environment being doctors that are steeped in the environment. We have sort of this one job is to, we're indoctrinated with this philosophy of heal people at their deepest level, activate the natural healing process of the body, remove obstacles to cure. And on the other side, we sort of also tread the line between, some Western philosophies of giving pills, right? Oftentimes in the form of supplements and vitamins. And there's kind of this fine line balance between, I think, floating too far on one side and too far on the other. And so it's always interesting to take a step back and look at a general conversation about the role of supplementation, what it's actually good for, why we might need it, multivitamins, fish oil, vitamin D supplements, these very common sort of highest selling, most frequently sold supplements. Why are we actually taking them? Is there a need for them? If we're eating a healthy diet, why would we need them? I don't know. It can spur a really interesting conversation, and I have feelings both ways, and I think it's very individualized actually for each case that I work with. But I'd love to, sort of start the conversation off here, Dr. Stokes, and get your thoughts as somebody that, really works closely with the industry manufacturing supplements, where you stand on it.
Well, thank you. I agree that it's very individualized and certainly not one size fits all. And I think that going back to the word supplement, it is really intended to be a supplement to your nutrition, to your lifestyle. And so that needs to be taken into account. I really believe in food first. It's a phrase that I use often. And I would love it if I felt that everyone was able to get all of their nutrition directly from whole fresh foods. Big advocate of farmers markets and local organic. The fact is that, Kevin, we're seeing that we eat very differently than our grandparents did, even those of us that are eating very well. And there actually is clear evidence for declining nutrient composition of food. There was a study that was done. It was published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, and it looked at changes in food composition for 43 garden crops for a pretty long time period, 50 years essentially, from 1950 to 1999. And as a group, these foods showed declines in several key areas, some of which included protein, calcium, potassium, iron, riboflavin, which, as you know, is B vitamin, ascorbic acid, vitamin C. So I think that that's not meant to be a sobering. It is a sobering fact, but it's also just intended to say, hey, let's do our best. There's no doubt that the phytonutrients, as well as these other various vitamins and minerals that can be found in foods, are essential and ideal to get in a food format. But then when we look at the data around the declining nutrient composition of food, and then we combine that with pretty recent data from the Center for Disease Control that was just done in 2015, we can dive a little deeper in that in a bit, but it showed that millions of Americans are deficient. So that's the evidence that we are deficient. I'm heading the list is 90 million Americans. You know, there's about 320 million total in the country. 90 million are either insufficient, so, you know, bordering on deficient, or frankly deficient in vitamin D3. And the list goes on and on. We'll talk more about some of these other nutrient deficiencies. But the fact is that they exist. And so absolutely, each person's individualized. But I feel pretty comfortable saying for the majority of people, and this is actually myself included, I think a foundational multivitamin can be a really good idea to help cover the gaps that exist in the diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I see it all the time in clinical practice, because pretty much every new patient that comes in gets pretty extensive screening for nutrient deficiencies. Most of these are just standard blood tests that are covered by insurance that oftentimes aren't checked. Things like, we've talked about this before on the show, ferritin and iron levels, B12 levels, zinc levels, vitamin D levels. These are things that commonly show up with deficiencies, even in people that are eating fairly healthy diets. And I think there is a very wide range of reasons. Some of it certainly has to do with the nutrient. And these are just the ones that we can measure, right, Aaron? So, I mean, you know,
right. There's
all sorts of other, if we see low amounts of, let's say, B12 or a mineral like zinc, we have to possibly assume that there may be other issues with nutrient levels of other minerals that we're not even measuring, micronutrient levels. Where is it going? Why isn't it getting absorbed? A lot of times a food that, let's say, concentrates zinc might also concentrate other minerals. And so if it's deficient, soil's deficient in that one mineral, it may be broadly deficient in other minerals. It's just difficult to test for all of them all of the time in a practical, economical, and affordable way. So it certainly makes sense to think about how can we support our bodies a little bit more. And in addition, the environment is changing as far as the soil nutrient density is concerned, but the environment is changing in other ways. One of the reasons why there's less nutrients in the soil is because the food is grown differently. We also have, which oftentimes relies upon pesticides and herbicides that have a toxic burden. There's a growing degree of toxicity in our world as far as industrial runoff, chemicals, plasticizers, you name it, it's out there. And what we know about our physiology is, for example, many of these nutrients are key cofactors in the processes that occur in our liver to detoxify these toxins, right?
Absolutely.
So it's like,
yes,
you know,
they are.
It's like the scales of justice kind of just keep tipping on the one side going down. There's just more kind of weight being added as far as, you know, toxins and burden and stress levels and increased caffeine intake and pharmaceutical use, you know, birth control pills, antidepressants, proton pump inhibitors, statin medication, like these all have very well-known nutrient deficiencies. So they induce nutrient deficiencies, these drugs. These are incredibly common. The municipality water of most cities, if you just measure the water, you'll see residues of birth control pills. You'll see residues of antibiotics. You'll see residues of antidepressants just from what's being excreted from people that are taking these drugs. And so, you know, it's just a total watershed shift in our culture. And as a result, it's just less nutrients in our body. Yet at the same exact time, we are putting more demands on our body that will require more nutrients.
Agreed. Yes, I think that's a good way of putting it, is that the intake, many cases, is decreasing, and at the same time, the need is increasing. I was talking the other day on a podcast about the adrenal glands, which are, you know, our stress glands in our endocrine system, and how important vitamin C is, and how vitamin C can get depleted when people are under stress. And it was a neat moment in the sense that my podcast host was really fascinated by this concept of how we're living our lives actually causing depletion and a greater need mm-hmm. for vitamins and minerals. And it's always, I think, important to kind of bring it back to the listener out there and sort of a little bit of, well, why do I care? And I think that we care because these vitamins and minerals, as you alluded to when you talked about their function with detoxification, they all play such an important role in the body. And when I'm trying to explain it to someone, I often say it's like an orchestra. It's a whole orchestra together. And then all of a sudden, you're completely missing the brass section. The trumpets are gone and the music doesn't sound right. It's like our bodies work in synchrony. And for example, vitamin D, which we briefly started talking about, essential for immune health, for healthy mood, for bone health. And we could go through, you and I, you know, as mad brother doctors, could go through every single one of these vitamins and minerals and talk about how important the role that they play, whether, you know, it's B12, again, for energy and mood. And sometimes people are wondering why they're feeling off, and it's certainly very valuable and I think really important to get your lab values tested. But it could be that they're missing a key nutrient in their body. And that's why they're feeling, you know, iron deficiency, leading to fatigue, one of the most common symptoms people come in for. So these nutrients are very important to our overall health and wellness and literally how we feel every day when we wake up.
Mm-hmm. They definitely are. And they can be in, you know, the most extreme cases can completely turn somebody's life around. In many of the other cases I work with, they're a component of the overall picture of dysfunction. So the person may have a more complex medical condition or physiological abnormality happening in their body. And on top of it, we've got nutrient deficiencies. And a lot of times they're one-on-one related. And maybe in the next segment, Aaron, we can talk a little bit about some things that I see very commonly in clinical practice that contribute to nutrient deficiencies that may lend itself well to using some vitamin and nutrient replenishment, but also really looking at understanding the body, how to more maximize nutrient absorption, because many people I have found are walking around out there with pretty significant gastrointestinal dysfunction and not optimal gastrointestinal absorption of nutrients. So there's basically compromised digestion based oftentimes on their lifestyle and foods that they're choosing to eat. And I oftentimes see some nutrient deficiencies after supplementation and repair of the GI system. They need much less of supplemental support when the GI system is functioning well. They can maintain nutrient levels oftentimes on their own with diet and maybe a small amount of supplementation. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit about GI health, and then we'll continue this conversation on other important nutrients that come up that are often deficient. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Facero. Thank you all for tuning in. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be here. She'll be interviewing Brenda Davis, talking about the benefits and challenges of a plant-based diet. Should be a really interesting conversation. And I would say that, yes, there are many benefits of a plant-based diet, and there are many challenges, and it can be difficult to straddle that line. So I think it should be a really great conversation. So make sure to tune in. You can stream us by going to www.federalnewsradio.com if you don't have access to tuning in on the radio. And you can also download all of our previously recorded shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that, it'll take you to all of our previously recorded shows, including our archive. So it's a great resource to listen to. Today we're talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes. We're discussing sort of the ins and outs and benefits of general supplementation and multivitamins and talking about a little bit about just the state of nutrient deficiency. I think you had some pretty interesting statistics, Aaron, in the first segment talking about what percentage of people have nutrient deficiencies. It's pretty staggering considering, you know, the amount of the population that shows up with low nutrients. So it definitely makes a good argument for multivitamin or at least key supplementation and nutrients that we find very common deficiencies in. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about those, particularly vitamin D, vitamin B12, iron. These are really important nutrients that oftentimes even subclinical deficiencies are overlooked, and resupplementation and optimization of levels in the blood can make profound differences in people's health. So in the last segment, I kind of talked about a little bit GI health. I mean, what I oftentimes commonly see when I run my initial labs on people and I see these trends, I'll see a trend of just all the nutrients that I'm measuring, maybe 80% of them are low end or deficient actually in some. And I would say about 80 to 90% of the time when I see that, the person is usually presenting with some sort of gastrointestinal dysfunction. Now, that may be either reported that maybe one of the main symptoms are coming in. I have irritable bowel syndrome. I have, you know, bloating and gas, and my stomach's always upset, and I'm always running to the bathroom, or I can't go to the bathroom enough. A clear indication that there's something going on with the gut, or sometimes people don't even realize it. They may have a different condition going on because people don't understand that inflammation in the gut can actually manifest in any area of the body and maybe not even the gut. So the inflammatory triggers that are produced when something's happening in the GI system can travel anywhere in the body, and sometimes it creates joint pain or headaches or sinus problems, skin issues, neurological symptoms. It can, I've seen it manifest as almost anything else. And so they may not even think that they have a possibility of having a GI issue, but in fact they do. And one of the most common things that I see clinically with nutrient deficiencies, specifically B12 deficiencies, which I find oftentimes, quite often, and most people that I'm testing are not on a low B12 diet, and they may even be taking a B12 supplement. So they're not vegan or vegetarian. They're eating meat products or eggs or cheese, things that contain fair amounts of B12, yet their levels are almost non-existent. And after further testing, I determined that they don't have a rare autoimmune condition that prevents them from having B12s. And the question is, why don't they have any if they're eating in their food? And it's oftentimes related to the gut and digestion. And in many of these cases, I find food sensitivities. And I know people are sick of hearing about it, but I can't tell you how many times I can diagnose measurably on lab test immunological reactions to the gluten protein. And it seems to be climbing and climbing and climbing. And I find it more and more and more. And I don't know if it's the primary issue that's causing a problem or if it's secondary to something else that's happening. But when I actually have a blood test that shows me the immune system is making antibodies to that protein, what that means is every single time the person consumes it, their immune system is reacting. And if the immune system is reacting, there's an inflammatory condition that's going to be associated with it. And I've seen many, many times the removal of that food from the diet, healing of the GI system. People have no trouble maintaining adequate levels of nutrients just through diet if their gastrointestinal system is properly taken care of. So it's just a clinical observation, and I think something important to note, because most people aren't even considering the fact that what they're eating may be impairing their digestive system's ability to actually absorb food, right, Dr. Stokes?
Yes, and I think that's an excellent example of getting to the root cause. I mean, we can just keep adding supplements into people's regime, but if we're not really addressing, as you were saying, what's the underlying cause here? If we have a gastrointestinal tract that's impaired, it is going to have wide-reaching implications, as you said. And I can't tell you how many times people have been amazed at how their skin has cleared up or even their eczema has cleared up when they started really healing their gut. Mm-hmm. And also interesting, you know, sometimes people will start to feel like they're sensitive, they're having food sensitivities to so many different foods that they're having a hard time finding anything to eat because they feel like they're reacting to mm-hmm. everything. Kind of setting gluten aside for a minute, because I think gluten in many ways is its own special case. When you do work with people on repairing their GI tract, it's also really fascinating to me how people often then say, okay, I don't feel like I'm as reactive to all these different foods anymore. I feel like, you know, I can actually start to expand my diet more and feel better. And so I think it is important that we need to get to that underlying cause. And certainly probiotics are a really important piece of this. I mean, we're learning more. And I know that you realize, Kevin, about the microbiome. You know, first we really talked about probiotics and digestive health. It was pretty straightforward, especially like 15, 20 years ago. Then we really started understanding that connection between the microbiome, our GI tract health, and the immune system. And that's pretty widely accepted now. Now it's moving. It's this exciting frontier where that we're showing that there are different species and strains that may be associated with mood, that may be associated with our ability to maintain healthy weight. It's just, I find that world very fascinating. I feel like we're just starting to scratch the surface.
Yeah, we are definitely just starting to scratch the surface there. So, the gut does provide the foundation for all nutrient absorption. So understanding and making sure that we have a healthy start for absorbing whatever we're taking in is certainly a logical step. And, you know, this is just something I clinically see over and over again. And so when we talk about, you know, 90 million Americans or whatever was the statistic that have some nutrient deficiencies, the question is all of that due to the fact that there's not enough in the food or that people aren't taking enough supplements? Or is it oftentimes some of those people, it's just related to the fact that their digestive system is not adequately absorbing them? Now, even if we have a digestive system that's adequately absorbing nutrients, we've eliminated food allergies, we do still run into the same things that we talked about in the first segment where, you know, we do have a lower amount of nutrients in the soil. So our foods are not quite as nutrient dense, and we have a greater load of nutrient demands on our body based on level of stress, lifestyle, all of the things that are a result of, you know, modernization of our society. So, I mean, what are some specific nutrients that you like to really focus on, Dr. Stokes? Because I know that, you know, there are some where supplementation, especially, you know, single nutrients are incredibly valuable, and I use them every single day in my practice, and they make a world of difference in helping people recover their health. What are some of the ones that you sort of find the most interesting or come up the most often or the ones people should think about focusing on the most?
Great question. So working with women, I really think that we need to be thinking about iron, and particularly, of course, with menstruating women, iron deficiency is the most common deficiency in the world. And for women, it's 1 out of 10 American women are at risk for low iron. The symptoms of having iron deficiency are to be fairly nonspecific, as you know. So fatigue, which is so common and could be related to so many different things, but fatigue, pale skin, sometimes an inability to keep warm. So someone that just says, like, they're always cold, a woman mm-hmm. that says, you know, I'm always feeling cold, I can't maintain my body heat. Mm-hmm. These are some of the mental fog, sometimes even the feeling low, you know, kind of blue, mm-hmm. slightly depressed mood. And so that's a really important one to investigate with menstruating women. And, you know, even moving into the perimenopausal time, sometimes I think clinicians sort of forget that that can be a time when women are at high risk because of the irregular cycles and very heavy cycles mm-hmm. as they're starting to move towards menopause. Not much of an issue, of course, with men. Also, another nutrient.
Can we just back up for one second? We talked about this a lot. If anybody missed that previous show that you and I did, where we, you know, we actually reviewed the data that was done by a study at the University of Maryland on iron supplementation in women, and it was low dose iron supplementation. I think what people mistake or get confused on the most is you don't have to have anemia in order to benefit from iron supplementation. And that is, you know, what that study proved. It's what we've been seeing in our practices clinically for years, but it was what that study really, really brought out. You can run a standard lab test that screens for anemia and even screens for blood iron levels, and it can all be perfectly normal, in which case your regular doctor not trained in how to properly use nutrients or understand how they really work in the body will tell you that you're not anemic, so you have no need for that nutrient. Whereas the key test to get when it comes to iron, as we talked about, is the ferritin level, which is the way that your body stores iron. And even with the ferritin level, the ranges can be quite variable from lab to lab, usually the low end being somewhere around 15 or sometimes even down as low as 12. But what that study at University of Maryland showed was it was a ferritin under, was it 25, Dr. Stokes?
You know, I was just refreshing my memory here.
Yeah, it was a ferritin of either under 20 or under 25, which if I run a set of chemistries on a new patient and their ferritin level comes back as 18, the normal range on LabCorp for women is somewhere between, I think, like 15 and 150. So they would be told that it's perfectly normal. Yet they may experience have slow hair growth. They may have some fatigue. And certainly they would need, they might benefit. And that's what that study showed. These were women that were even within the normal ranges of most labs benefited significantly from iron supplementation. And then, you know, forget about the fact of the women that have their just blood panels checked, CBC to look at their red blood cell, their hemoglobin and hematocrit, which are totally normal. Doctors don't even run the ferritin level, and you run the ferritin level on these women and they're at 10. Or 9,
exactly.
You know, and it's just no wonder why they feel completely awful. They are, from every sense of the word, anemic. It's just the doctors aren't running the right tests. The science is there. Insurance covers it. It's a totally legitimate test. But you have to understand that, you know, the doctors, the primary care doctors that you go and see that take your insurance have not had any formal education or extensive training in the proper assessment of nutrients and how to correct it. It's just not their cup of tea. Just like you don't come to me to have me manage a complex set of cardiac medications. That's not my thing. Nutrients are.
Yes.
It's not a talk
yes.
down. It's not a put down. It's just that's not how they're trained. And so it's not one's better or one's worse. But if you want to feel well and you want optimal health, you better get a bunch of opinions to figure out what's going on with your body, or you're going to end up with the short end of the stick somewhere.
Agreed. And in the study, it was under 20 was the criteria. And it was in the thing that I really liked, Kevin, is that it was an 8-week study. So it wasn't that long for that women, you know, showed a significant improvement. And with this low dose iron, you know, it's our blood builder, which is our most beloved, most popular supplement in our line because it is so effective. And it's a gentle form of iron. It has beetroot in it as well as vitamin C to help facilitate absorption, and showed really clear improvement in the levels and markers for iron deficiency. And then also none of the common side effects, because that's a big issue with iron supplementation. So women did not experience any nausea or vomiting or GI problems. So it really was phenomenal to have this study done. We've seen these results over the years, and to have the University of Maryland School of Medicine, a very prestigious organization, decided to do this study, and then it was published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. So then to get that published just was really, helps us help more people.
It validates something that we clinically see, and, you know, it's nice to have that sort of validation in a human clinical trial. Do we always absolutely need that when we're dealing with relatively non-toxic substances that aren't creating any kind of major toxicity or overabundance? Do you absolutely need it to make a good clinical decision and help somebody? No. But does it help create better, well-defined guidelines when they're there? Absolutely, 100%. And that's, you know, what I see with Blood Builder. It is a very good product. It's, you know, the iron supplement that I use in my office, and I have, you know, probably 30 different brands of different, you know, lines of products, and Blood Builder is definitely my go-to iron. Not only, you know, do we know that it works, but I think most importantly, it really is probably one of the more gentle irons as far as tolerability versus some of the over-the-counter and other iron supplements that are out there are pretty harsh on the GI system, and people have very poor tolerability to them. They may know they need iron, but they just say, yeah, you know what? My doctor told me I'm anemic, and they told me to take iron, but I take it, and it just makes me feel horrible. So you know what? I just don't take it. And they're kind of stuck in a situation, and that product definitely provides a way out for them, an easy way to get their levels optimized and to feel better. Dr. Stokes, when we come back from the break, let's touch on a couple other key nutrients, that people, I think, really should consider for supplementation. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Wonderful place, lots of resources, great staff, tons of natural products, compounding pharmacy, regular pharmacy, really a great, great mission and a great place. And we're very grateful for them sponsoring the show over the last 7 to 8 years. It has been a great experience. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes discussing the role of supplementation in common nutrient deficiencies, I guess is a good way to sum up the show. Don't forget to tune in next week. Dana Lake will be back. She'll be interviewing Brenda Davis. They'll be talking about the benefits and challenges of a plant-based diet, which I think is a really interesting conversation. I have a lot of patients that come in that are, for a while, I was doing lectures at a local venue in my community that was just for plant-based. It was a plant-based meetup group. And I would do these lectures there, and there would be like 80 to 100 people at these lectures. I mean, they were big. And it was a whole community of people that were just plant-based, and a lot of them came on to be patients. And it was really interesting doing their initial intakes, running their chemistries, and seeing how different the body physiology operates on a plant-based diet. There were some things that were incredibly beneficial as far as their biomarkers were concerned, and there were also some things that concerned me, just like we're talking about today with Dr. Stokes in a totally plant-based diet, you do run the risk of having some deficiencies of B12 and having some deficiencies of some other key nutrients like iron, because you don't get a ton of really bioabsorbable forms of those in plant-based things. So it was just really, really interesting because it's an extreme diet. And as a result, you see a pretty extreme manifestation of biochemical markers, and it teaches you a little bit about the body and how it responds to the things that you put in. And food is probably the biggest influencer of health and physiology of any possible thing that you could possibly do. So shifting your diet to that degree makes a big difference. So that should be an interesting show. Dr. Stokes, in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about the specific nutrient iron. Maybe you can touch on a couple other key nutrients that you think are worth, you know, that most people should consider for supplementation.
Yes, I would love to. Thanks. One of the things I wanted to mention, Dr. Pacera, that you talked about earlier was the widespread use of pesticides and herbicides you had mentioned as having an impact and an additional toxic burden on our bodies. And I just wanted to have the opportunity to share with you, because I'm not sure we've chatted about the fact that at MegaFood, we've really been becoming more involved in the regenerative agriculture and social impact, and recently got B Corp certified. And one other thing that we did that I think is really good, because we've been able to use it as a platform too for education, is we just became the first supplement line to have our entire line certified glyphosate residue free. And, you know, glyphosate is the main ingredient in Roundup, and its use has skyrocketed in this country, and it's really all connected. You know, how we're talking about nutrient deficiencies, glyphosate has really gotten into our food supply because it's sprayed on conventional crops. It's also sprayed really widely in parks and many schools. And so just wanted to, like, mention that we're just trying to raise awareness. And by becoming, you know, being able to become the first line to have our entire line certified, also just connects with our commitment to our farm partners and to the foods that we're bringing in and to being part of that positive forward momentum of trying to change the health of our food and change the health of our supplements that include food. And I think that's an important piece as we're talking about nutrient deficiencies. So I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to be taking something that you think is supporting your health that contains an ingredient that could be negatively impacting your health. And, you know, the supplement industry can be definitely prone to some of those pitfalls and takes a lot of heat for, you know, not being as regulated as pharmaceuticals and other aspects of the health industry or medical industry. And, you know, there's some truth to that. And then there's some untruths to that, because while it is in somewhat of a degree a self-regulated industry, there are very stringent standards from the FDA for the manufacturing of nutraceuticals that has gotten much tighter in the last 10 years. But it is up to each individual company in some ways to deviate within those requirements to further exceed those standards. There's certainly no regulation from the FDA for a supplement company that's using a whole food supplement to certify that it's glyphosate-free, or that it's GMO-free, or that it's any of those things. But a company like Megafood and, you know, other companies want to excel and understand that the people out there looking to purchase their products are probably making choices in their daily life that eliminate the exposure to things like genetically modified organisms and pesticides and herbicides by buying organic and being very mindful of what it is they put in their body. So what is the good of going through all that work with nutrition and diet and then opening up a bottle of pills and taking them and creating more problems? So it is very important, you know, to make sure that with supplementation, multivitamins, key nutrients, individual nutrients, herbs, whatever you're doing, that you're working with a company that has a commitment, the same commitment that you have to your own health. So if you are going to continue to drive through the fast food drive-through every day, not be mindful of what you eat and just eat whatever you want, and you want to take a multivitamin, I mean, you could go take a really cheap multivitamin. I guess that would be fine with you because that reflects the level of commitment that you have to your health. But if you are really looking to make dramatic improvements to your health and are using lifestyle and nutrition, which honestly, you're not going to make big changes to your health unless you implement those, I will say that flat out, you may as well invest in a product that supports the other aspects of investment that you're making for your body.
Agreed. And I think, you know, we look at lifestyle, nutrition, and then supplementation comes in again, the supplement. So back to what you're talking about, let's focus on some more nutrient deficiencies. One that I think is worth mentioning is vitamin B12. And vitamin B12 is super important for the health of our brain, for the health of our nervous system. Along with B6 and folate, it really plays an important role in the production of neurotransmitters that we associate with feeling good, such as serotonin and dopamine. So it plays a lot of different roles. It's also important for the production of myelin, which lines our nerves. And deficiencies of B12 are widespread. You know, earlier I had mentioned the Center for Disease Control data. So this is just mainstream government data just from a few years ago, 2015. And we have 18 million people in this country that are deficient in vitamin B12. Definitely people over the age of 50 are at an increased risk. And in fact, the Institute of Medicine recommends people above 50 supplement with vitamin B12. We also know that the widespread use of PPIs, proton pump inhibitors, can contribute to B12 deficiency. And that, you know, our friends out there that are vegan and vegetarian completely support that decision. We also want to have an increased awareness that vitamin B12 deficiency is possible. Now, people are often looking to supplement for additional B12 and other key nutrients. And one of the things that I wanted to move into talking about a bit is we already focused on the power of a daily multivitamin. I think gender and age specific can be really valuable because men and women definitely have different needs. And postmenopausal women have different needs than women that are menstruating, particularly around iron. So we really covered that. We're definitely seeing an increased awareness and an increased desire for people to take alternative delivery forms of their supplements. We did a little bit of research and found that up to 40% of Americans actually have a hard time swallowing pills and tablets. It's either, you know, that they can't or they don't like to. So we're seeing a real trend towards people wanting the supplement. We have a whole line of nutrient booster powders that you can add to a green smoothie or a smoothie that you make at home. They've been very popular. And now we're seeing gummies have emerged in a big way, Kevin, and B12, you have B12 in a gummy form along with some other key nutrients. The biggest thing for me with creating a better gummy, we feel like we've created the best gummy out there. I'm, of course, biased, but this was years in the works. And we actually reached out directly, instead of kind of creating it with our own internal team, which is an amazing team of different scientists and product formulators, we reached out and we asked people what they wanted and what they were looking for. And we really listened to them. And one of the biggest things was, we want you to include the real food from the farm partners, like you do with all your supplements. We want this to be as low in sugar as possible and full of great ingredients like farm fresh foods, but not containing, you know, any animal products. So using pectin instead of gelatin, and really not having any high fructose corn syrup or preservatives. So I'm delighted, you know, that when we look at some of these deficiencies like B12, vitamin D, and even good old vitamin C, we have 15 million people in this country that have low serum vitamin C. Can you believe that? Mm. Vitamin C. And that's, again, from the Center for Disease Control. So it's good to find, along with, you know, our gender and age specific multi, some alternative ways that people are able to fill these gaps and meet the needs when they look at these nutrient deficiencies that are very real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what's the good of buying a bottle of pills if you're not going to take them? So compliance is always something that is a challenge, you know, when it comes to taking any kind of supplement or vitamin or medication or anything like that. And gummies started off as something that were for kids, but shortly and soon into the development of gummies and the more widespread use of gummies, it became very evident that adults wanted gummies because they taste good and they're easy, and it's not a pill you have to swallow with a bunch of water. You just can chew it and go, and it definitely increases compliance. So I applaud you guys and doing the work to deliver a good gummy and not something that's just loaded with sugar, something that's actually contains whole food and, you know, good forms of deliverable nutrients that's low in sugar. That's actually going to do something for somebody that, instead of, you know, that's the only way they're going to be compliant. They're getting something more than just a candy treat full of sugar. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Stokes, let's talk a little bit more about any other nutrients that we think are really important for overall health and wellness. Maybe we can touch a little bit on some of the megafood multivitamins and some of the other key products that you guys have made that I think do a phenomenal job in giving people a true supplement to a healthy diet in a way that is very conducive and supportive to overall health and wellness. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green
Apothecary. Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we've been talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes. Just a general conversation about multivitamins, diet, nutrition, gut health, specific key nutrients. So in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about some different delivery systems that Megafoods come up with. I know, Aaron, you said that they developed a few different types. So if you just want to share some of the innovative things your company is doing with the listeners for a minute, I'm happy to listen.
Yes, sure. I'd love to. So we have an entire line. We talked a lot about our doctor-formulated multi, meaning that we worked with a renowned integrative medical doctor to update our multivitamin formulas recently, and they are gender and age specific. So, for example, multi for women 40 plus, and then 55 plus, so that it's different stages and phases of life. Whether you're a man or a woman, you have different needs. And so the great thing about this line of multis is that we've really updated to make sure that we still have our vitamins and minerals delivered with whole food. We have methylated forms of B12. You know, Kevin, we were talking earlier about B12 deficiency and how common it is. Methylated folate, active forms of B2 and B6. And so we've that whole line, we've expanded beyond that to nutrient booster powders that I have, you know, right here in my cupboard that I put like our daily turmeric. I take turmeric every day and I love to just put a scoop of that into my green smoothie that I make in the morning. We have a daily energy that has beetroot in it and some other key nutrients. And then most recently, we've come out with a line of gummies. And we took years to really develop these gummies. We just realized, as you were saying earlier, that, you know, we think of kids loving gummies. This line of gummies we developed is for adults. And sometimes I think maybe adults love gummy vitamins even more than kids because they're so popular, but really important for us to maintain and keep our very high standards. So the gummies come in. We have a C defense with vitamin C. We have a B12 energy cranberry, and the cranberry comes from James Lake Farms up in Wisconsin. We have a B12 energy ginger, and the ginger comes from Kauai Organic Farms in Hawaii. And if you're a ginger lover, it has this ginger taste in it that's just phenomenal because it's real ginger. We won an award for that particular supplement, and the award was Best New Supplement Delivery Format. And you might say, well, gummies aren't really new, but the reason we won that award recently is because we were so forward-thinking and innovative in how we did this gummy that we are using farm fresh food. You can actually see the food if you hold the gummy up to light. You can see the food. That's where all the color and taste comes from. And it's 2 grams or less of sugar per serving for every one of those gummies. So 2 grams pretty darn good to get a gummy to taste good and just have 2 grams or less of sugar. So, and then D3 Wellness, I have right here in my cupboard because I have the good levels of vitamin D. You know, I'm untested, but it could be even a little better to be optimal. So the D3 Wellness actually has Uncle Met for Granite Oranges, ginger from Kauai, but just a little less ginger taste than that B12. So what we did is we looked at 3 key nutrients that are very fundamental to our health, vitamin C, vitamin B12, and vitamin D3, that all have well-documented nutrient deficiencies in this country. And we put them in this innovative gummy format that doesn't have any high fructose corn syrup, no sugar alcohols or artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors or colors, no gelatin. We use pectin that comes from the whole orange instead. No preservatives, and like all of our whole line are gluten, dairy, and soy-free, and they're tested. They're not just, we don't just say they're gluten, dairy, soy-free. They're tested in our internationally certified lab. So we're happy about them. And I have to say, Dr. Pacero, they've been even more popular than we ever could have imagined. Mm-hmm. And I just think that it is filling a need. And I shared with you before the show that initially I thought, gummies, gosh, I don't know. You know, I've never really used gummies. But then when I saw that we were really going to do these gummies in such a different way and make the best gummy we could out there, and then now that I see it's filling this need, we can't, you know, the 40% of American adults that either can't swallow tablets or they just have a really hard time, we have a greater, bigger mission of being a force here in curing nutritional poverty. You know, we're in a country that most people are getting enough calories. And of course, I want to say not everyone. There's still people not getting enough to eat in this country, but most people are getting plenty of calories, but they're not getting enough nutrient dense foods. And there are nutrient deficiencies, and we do need to find ways to be able to access and reach more people. And now I'm really seeing these gummies are a really innovative way to do that. And it makes me happy because if someone has a vitamin D3 deficiency and the gummy is the way that they're going to take the D3 and actually improve and correct that, then that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you know, our industry is definitely overdue, the supplement industry, for some innovative delivery systems. And I know people have tried different things, but, you know, people are bored of pills, I think. Always will be. So coming up with new innovative ways that can deliver these nutrients that honor the integrity of what they are and don't completely subvert the benefits by loading them with sugar and all sorts of other problems, which can happen when you get away from pills because you have to please the palate, I think is a very really innovative thing to be doing. So I applaud Megafood for doing that. I'm sure it's a great product. Their level of integrity around product development is always very, very high. Well, thank you, Dr. Stokes, for taking the time to have this discussion with us today. I hope people found it enjoyable and interesting and educational. I certainly did, as always, and just always enjoy the opportunity to share my thoughts and share my special guest thoughts and share with you things that I learn every day in my work of trying to help people live better and healthier lives. So thank you, Dr. Stokes, for tuning in.
Thank you, Dr. Pacero. I look forward to our next conversation.
Sounds great. All right, everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero wishing you all the best of health. Until next time, take care.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.